Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life. Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move. Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
When I was young, I knew something was wrong. My mother would forget to pick me up from school.
Drugs and alcohol may make you forget your problems.
My mother got help, and because of recovery, she is here for me.
Hi, Mom. You ready? Let's go.
For drug and alcohol treatment for you or someone you love, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Mother God, flowing through our hearts, we give thanks for the bread of our lives, for the hands in the earth and the fruit of your womb. Oh, Mother God, blessed be. Oh, Mother God, blessed be. Oh, Mother God, flowing through our hearts, we give thanks for the bread of our lives, for the hands in the earth and the fruit of your womb. Oh, Mother God, blessed be. Oh, Mother God, blessed be. Oh, Mother God, thank you for this day, for the over me, and this joy in my heart I will share with the world. Oh, Mother God, blessed be. Oh, Mother God, blessed be. Oh, Mother God, thank you for this day,
Mother God, blessed be. We give thanks for the fruit of our lives. We give thanks for this moment. We give thanks for the life that is moving through and as us. You are never disconnected. So when you say thank you to the Mother God, the Mother Spirit, the Mother Earth, when you say thank you, you're giving thanks for the life that is moving through and as you. No connection. How about no separation? Yeah, that sounds more like it. No separation, always connected. Yes, Karen Drucker, reminding us to be grateful, reminding us to remember where we come from, that it runs deep. You're never disconnected. KarenDrucker.com is her website. Her name is KarenDrucker.com. The song is Oh Mother God. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning into Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. I feel like I just took a break and now I'm right back. Yeah, that's what happened. I took a break and now I'm right back. So the feeling is right. It's time for Ancestral Blueprints, which happens every last Wednesday of the month. And I'm with Lisa Iverson. She's in the house. We're waiting to co-create. And the beautiful thing about creating, you get to see what you created. It's so nice to see you here. And those of you on the phone line, in the chat room, on Facebook, those of you listening on the archive, or maybe you download it. You listen on the iPod, wherever you listen to, on your smartphone. Thank you for listening. Thank you for acknowledging who and what you are. Thank you for showing up. We are grateful for you. I'm grateful for all that is happening. I'm grateful for my life. And we shifted into 2012, lots going on energetically, emotionally, mentally, and with Ancestral Blueprints, I feel it. We're helping you find balance in the midst of all that's going on. But before we do that, let me bring on my co-producer, Betty Pegues, to do one of the things she loves to do. She has to twist my arm and my hand and my fingers. She said, let me do the announcement, please. I really want to do it. It was hard, but I just said, okay, Betty, you're hurting me. Okay, you can do the announcement. Isn't that right, Betty?
Yeah, you really, really twisted me. It's like I feel like I've done this already before. I don't know.
I know the feeling.
Something like that, but I'm going to give the watered-down version of it. The watered-down version is this. Tomorrow, we'll be kicking off the month of December with Sherry Cortland. And Sherry Cortland is the author of two wonderful books called Windows of Opportunity and Raising Your Vibration. She will be sharing with us how to increase our vibrational energy and expedite our spiritual growth with less drama and less pain. And boy, can we do that during this month.
And
she is also...
The book Windows of Opportunity by Sherry. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Sherry Cortland's book tomorrow, who's coming to join us tomorrow, her book is called Windows of Opportunity, Channeled Insight into the Relationships, Trials, and Tragedies that are Part of Our Daily Life. I mean, it's a powerful book. Here's a lady who was channeling her spirit guides and some of the things that come through her, she was like, whoa, but really we get through her writing, her books, we get to see that there's so much going on behind the scenes. And so tomorrow you don't want to miss it, even in the context of we are never disconnected from source. So I'm excited about tomorrow's show, and I'm going to hand it back to Betty. I just have to say that.
Yes, so Windows of Opportunity is one of her books. The other one is Vibrational Raising Your Vibration. Now, she will be sharing and gifting some callers who call in with a book, a couple of books. I don't know which one she's going to do, but she's also a jewelry maker, and so she will be giving away a beautiful amethyst pendant. So that's going to be interesting. So be sure to tune in to that show. It's going to be a wonderful, powerful show, and get your vibe on. Now, we don't air shows during the weekend. So Friday, Saturday, and Sundays are our days off. We try to have... But next week, we have a lineup of some sensational guests. We have Jephter Akiyahi. He's a motivational speaker, and he'll be coming live to us from Nigeria Monday. And then we have Tuesday, Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, and you've been hearing they quote that book quite often lately. I love that book. And so he'll be joining us Tuesday. Deborah Herman, and she is an animal communicator. She is a mystic. She's a literary agent and author, and she also will be joining us this Wednesday. So if you have an animal that has some issues, you want to bring them along and have her see what they have to say. I have a dog that has some issues here. But anyway, and we're going to...
Green eyes.
Yeah. And we're
going to end with green eyes.
And we're going to end the week with Jill LeBeau and Maureen Rattis. And they've visited us before. And they'll be coming back to us again. They're the co-authors of Feng Shui Your Mind. And these guests that are coming in December are, you know, pretty much, you know, helping us not only in tune with ourselves, but how to get through this holiday season that so many of us find it challenging to do. So there you have it. Now, to learn more about all of our guests, all of our co-hosts, all of our programming, you simply have to go to our radio website, which is www.lifeconversationsmedia.com, and you can click on any of those tabs. And then one last little thing, if you have a question for Ade or a co-host today, we will not be taking questions in the chat room. You will have to go to the Ask Life Coach Ade page on Facebook, post your question there, and we will answer it. Now, we will be on that page while the show is airing. So anything you write there, we will immediately see it. Now, if you do not do Facebook and you want to remain anonymous with your questions, then you will go to the radio website. Once again, that's www.lifeconversationsmedia.com. You can click on the Ask Life Coach Ade tab, post your question, and we will answer it for you. So there you have it.
Thank you, Betty. Thank you so much. And she runs back to the chat room and do the things that she does and on the website, on the internet. Thank you very much, my friend. I appreciate you. Yes, indeed. It's time for Ancestral Blueprints, helping you reconnect. Well, when we say reconnect, it's not really about reconnecting. It's about being aware. Let's see. Someone's asking me a question here. What I would say, and I appreciate you asking the question in the chat room, Sintron, if you can post that link in this private chat, let me check it out first. I appreciate you asking. So let's get ready for Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson. And it just feels, I was just thinking, Lisa, I don't know if you feel the same way. I mean, 1 minute I feel like I just finished the show and I'm right back. But when I think of bringing you on, it seems like we didn't do a show last week. It's like we haven't spoken in a long time. I don't know. It's just been between, what is it, soul time and linear time. It can be kind of confusing sometimes, huh?
Yeah, I think so. There's a lot going on. And I just know that I'm happy and grateful to be here with you, and good to hear Betty's voice as well. I'm just grateful to be here.
Yes, yes, yes. And lots going on, you know, lots going on. Some of us are feeling it, some of us sensing it, some of us feel a little bit confused about it. But, you know, sometimes we beat ourselves up about what's going on that really doesn't have much to do with us. And I think Ancestral Blueprints is a good, tool, technology, insight, wisdom, to help us understand what's happening behind the scene. Because I really believe that, you know, what is really going on, the most important, what we need to pay attention to is what's going on behind the scene. So I guess it's you, like anything else, you're here at the perfect time. You're here at the perfect time. We talk about stress, the holiday season. People are, I guess I can say this, use this word loosely. People are getting caught up and getting stressed out. Some people lost a loved one, and you know, maybe it's their first time of experiencing the holidays without a husband, a wife, a child, a cousin, an aunt, or whoever. And there's so much going on emotionally, energetically. And, you know, people are just looking for ways to make their life simple, easy, and finding balance in the midst of all the challenges. Now, I say all that, Lisa. I don't necessarily have a question. I just, you know, I'm just going to throw it over to you. And anything else is bubbling up for you, because that's what was bubbling up for me. Just, you know, yeah, just no question. Just throw it to you, and wherever you want to go is fine. It's that kind of show. Wherever you want to go is fine.
Yeah. I appreciate that. It takes a lot of trust, I think, for us to just be, you know, present with ourselves and with one another, and to trust that what we're present to and who we're present to is just right. So what I notice as I listen to you say what you're saying, and Betty as well, about the holiday season, what I want to say is that, you know, this Sunday in the area where I live in Northwest Washington, so about an hour and a half north of Seattle. So this Sunday, I will be leading an afternoon circle of ancestral support and blessing around the holiday season. So for all of our listeners, whether they're listening live or to the, you know, recording later on, it's an image that might be a source of comfort or support, just to imagine sitting in circle with other people during the holiday season, where the intention of the gathering has to do with coming into conscious connection with who and where we come from, to give us a feeling of connectedness and support during the holidays. So, you know, many of our listeners don't, you know, they can't come to this circle. It's too many miles to travel. But just the image might be one that we can all resonate with.
Image, that's the thing. And I think most, some of the things we do, it's really about what we're living out, the image that we have in our minds. Sometimes we're not aware. Sometimes we don't have conscious awareness of the images that we're living out or what's going on. And with ancestral blueprints, ancestral blueprints, family constellations, actually help people to connect with it. And it's so simple. Like every time we do this show, I'm always feeling led to kind of create a foundation again for what ancestral blueprints is all about. Because some people listen for the first time. Some people have listened, but ancestral blueprints, especially when we talk about we're always connected to our ancestors. Mm-hmm. Some people don't think they have ancestors. Some people believe they do. Some people are not proud about what their ancestors did, or some people are so grateful what their ancestors did. So there's this misunderstanding, misconception about ancestors and our connection. And can we talk a little bit about ancestral blueprint, what it really means, and what's the importance and the benefit from really honoring the ones that came before us?
Yeah, you bet. Thank you for your, you know, listening in to the, you know, the sensitivity of newcomers. It's a gift that, you know, to be aware of how an experience is for the people who are newest in the conversation. You know. So thank you for that. Ancestral blueprints, that's the phrase that came to me while I was, you know, writing a book that for me was influenced by my experience with an approach to healing called family constellations or systemic constellations. So the constellation work, it's a way for us to really see in a practical way how much the things that have happened in our families, in the generations before us, might still be influencing us. So ancestral blueprints, it just describes the map that lives inside of us and that we live inside of. It kind of goes both ways, of where we belong and where others belong in our families. So the reality is that what happens in our parents and our grandparents, our great-grandparents, our great-great-grandparents' lives is with us in some way. And so in that blueprint that lives in the soul, it's an image to describe what lives in the soul of ourselves and of our families. It's a real gift for us to just see this, you know, that there is a family soul, that there's a map,
right,
you know, of our ancestry. Our Western
right.
culture likes to think of the individual, you know, so heavily we forget these simple things about the way in which the connection is there always.
Right, right. And it is so our nature that we almost take it for granted, because when we start to break it down, I like to use example of, if I think of myself and say, okay, well, you know, if I'm skeptical about the information, say, okay, let me think about it. You know, I am connected to my mother, I'm connected to my father because they are my parents. And then my mother is connected to her mother and father, and her mother and father connect. So it's that life is moving through all of them, and that the life that moved through my great, 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 as far as you want to go, that life is still active in me. No separation.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
And we've been talking about stress and a lot that is going on right now. And, even at the beginning of the show, we're talking about spiritual guides. And we're hearing all this information that there's so much more to us than what we see with our physical eyes. But somehow, it doesn't quite make sense to the logical mind, which it would never make sense to the logical mind, because logical mind, it's like it comes after the fact. So what can people start to do? We talked about rituals before, and that actually reminds me. Yeah, I'm going to share this. But I want to ask you this question first. So much going on at once now. What can people do to begin to make connection with their soul, with their own spirit, and then hopefully they start to realize that there's so much more to them, which allows them to go a little bit deeper and see themselves from a broader perspective?
Yeah, well, you know, the first thing that comes to me when you ask the question has to do with the most simple thing, which is breathing,
mm-hmm.
you know, coming into conscious awareness and connection with our breath is a very grounding thing, you know, especially during the holidays. It can be, for lots of different reasons, it can be kind of an ungrounding time. And so, all of us who are listening to this show, you know, we're spiritual beings, but we have a physical body too. So becoming aware of and in conscious connection with our breath, it's a way to experience the connection between the two, you know.
Yeah.
Breathing,
yeah.
Breathing is about being in connection with spirit, but it's in our physical body too. And that connection has a good effect in the mind. You know,
yeah.
Most of us have been taught in one way or another in Western culture to lead with the mind.
Right.
And it creates quite a lot of stress that we often don't even realize is happening. But if we can, you know, come back to this very simple thing, connection with our breath, with our body, it makes that connection between the spirit and the body more
yes.
strong, you know, and that has that takes a little bit of a stress off the mind. It also,
mm-hmm.
when we breathe, it gives us a chance to remember that in a very, very simple but profound way, all the people in our family, all the members of our ancestral blueprints, they had the same experience of breathing, you know. They do they did, you know, if they've passed on out of this life,
right.
you know, they used to breathe, or the ones who are alive, they breathe the same way. So it can be
right.
a very, you know, simple way of feeling our commonality, especially in those places in our ancestral blueprints where there has
mm-hmm.
been disconnection or tension or, you know, ruptured relationship, this kind of a thing.
Yes.
So that's the image that comes to mind when you ask the question. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. You're listening to Ancestral Blueprints, and the number is 347-426-3346. And we're taking your questions on Ask Life Coach Ade fan page on Facebook, Ask Life Coach ADE on Facebook if you have any questions, if you're going to listen to the show online. But you can call in 347-426-3346 and make sure you press 1 on your keypad for those of you who are calling in. So we will come to you. Other than that, we'll just take it you're listening. Lisa Iverson, if you want to find out more about her, you can go to her website. It's lisaiverson.com. Lisa Iverson, IVERSEN.com. She's a psychotherapist, an author, and a facilitator of family constellations. All information is on there. And as we keep moving, you know, what's coming up for me when you the breathing, and as I was asking the question, the elements of rituals comes to mind. And there's a great clip here that I want to play, very short, by Sibonfu Sumay, and why ritual is so important to our souls. I'm going to play that right now, and then we'll back to talk more about it. You're listening to Ancestral Blueprints on LifeConversationsRadio.com, 347-426-3346. And this is Sibonfu Sumay talking about rituals.
We all need ritual in our lives. We need to welcome ourselves, to wake up to rituals. Rituals are important in giving us a sense of being, a sense of presence, in being able to connect with one another, with the earth, with all the different elements in our lives. Rituals are to the soul what physical food is to our body. In our country, when we wake up every morning, it is important to welcome ourselves from all the journeys that we have taken while we were asleep. So we wake up, we hold ourselves, and we welcome ourselves back from wherever we have been.
I love what she said. Ritual is to the soul what food is to the physical body.
Mm-hmm.
That just keeps simple. Go ahead, Lisa. Go ahead.
Oh, just beautiful. No, I so appreciate you playing that clip. Yeah, it's absolutely beautiful. Yeah, very much so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it reminds me of, you know, go ahead.
Now, I was just going to say, and some of us have rituals. I mean, rituals come in so many ways, but sometimes we forget to have rituals that nurture our soul, that nurtures who we are, to help us feel grounded. And that's what she's speaking to, the rituals that let you know, I belong, I'm here, I exist, I matter. I'm here to make a difference, you know? But you were going to say something as well?
Well, I just, I'm mindful of this connection between ritual and ancestry, you know?
And what do you mean by that?
Well, how on my life's path and my work and in my personal life at all, this is a really major part of my life is ritual, connection between ritual and ceremony and ancestry. So I want to just again paint another picture and image for listeners of imagining what would it be like to begin the day with the ritual of after coming more fully into present time, after traveling wherever we have been during nighttime, as she so beautifully said, you know, after we make this transition into our daytime awakeness in the morning, how it would be to begin the day with bowing to our ancestors, to bowing, coming into contact with our mothers and our fathers and to all the generations behind them, that we begin the day by bowing to them to say thank you for passing life on. So no matter what's happened in our families, no matter what's happened, what didn't happen, this is a way to really take life in more fully, that whatever happened, whatever didn't happen, we're here, you know?
Yes.
And yes. There's a fullness and a strength that comes from just acknowledging this. So some of us, maybe we didn't even meet or grow up with our biological fathers or mothers, or maybe we were raised by, you know, an adoptive family. So we have connection in our soul with both biological family and adoptive family. This can be an even deeper blessing, though sometimes complex. That might be a whole other conversation that we spend time on in the new year, you know. But you kind of get a sense of what I'm saying, and people listening maybe get a sense of this. We can get quite wrapped up in the story and in the history and in the rewounding, you know, of what happened or didn't happen in family life. But this,
right.
You know, so this speaks to our humanness too, you know, of what
right.
we're in process of healing. But thank you for just letting that image come through, you know, about ritual and ancestry.
Yes, and that's a good point. And I want to talk to that when we come back, the whole thing about maybe getting caught up, getting distracted, getting bogged down with what didn't happen, what should have happened, in connection or right along bowing to our ancestors. I mean, because we can separate the two with awareness, with knowing what we are doing, you know. And when we come back, we'll talk more about that. You're listening to Ancestral Blueprint on LifeConversationsRadio.com. The number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. And those of you listening online, you can share your questions on Ask Life Coach at a fan page, Ask Life Coach ADE fan page on, of course, Facebook. And Betty and I are monitoring the page. Betty's monitoring a lot of pages right now. That's why she's quiet. But we're here, and we want to take your question. Maybe something you've heard, and you need to explain a little bit more. Or you're saying, well, I was just reading about my ancestors. I was just reading about there's more to life. Whatever the question is, 347-426-3346. Because I know if you have the question, the answer is in the house. And we are ready, available, willing to help you in supporting you on your transformation, because it's about living your best life.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life. Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. A person suffering from depression might feel sad, empty, or numb. They might sleep more or less, eat a lot, or not at all, or show little interest in participating in ordinary activities. Mood swings, including anger and sadness, are common. They're often tired and have a hard time concentrating or making decisions. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. If you see the symptoms of depression, get that person to a doctor. With medical help, depression can be treated and suicide can be prevented. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped. made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Be the change you want to see. All the shows and the guests that we bring on here is support you in being the change you want to see, not the change that your mother wants to see, your father or the world, the change you want to see, and you can. We have the information. You're listening to Ask. No, you're not. You're listening to Ancestral Blueprints. Sometimes you may even forget where you are, but when you bow to your ancestors, they will tap you like, no, don't say that. They help you remember where you are, where you're going. You don't get confused, right, Lisa? That's why we got to bow to our ancestors, like, so they can remind us when we're getting stressed, no matter what's going on, when we think we're going to lose a job, when we when we think, okay, we don't think we can buy presents for our loved ones. Just recognizing and remembering who we are supports us to deal with what life brings to the table of opportunity. Before we go continue, let's take a call. Lisa, do you want to take a call now, or did you want to say something?
Yeah, no, go for it. Happy for a call.
Okay.
Yep.
The joyful Tamara Joy, how are you doing, my friend?
Good, I'm doing great. I just felt like I really wanted to thank you guys for the show today. Even though each time I hear what, you know, ancestral blueprints are, I feel like there's a way that I always think I have these problems or I have these, you know, whatever it is me. And I'm very hard on myself. I think everybody tends to do that. And when you guys talk about the whole ancestral blueprint idea and the connection between us all, I feel like I don't even have to know where something came from or what it is. I feel like it's like this loosening. The image I get is a loosening of a noose. I mean, it's a strong image, but I feel like, oh, okay, this isn't me. I'm not alone. I'm not, you know, like responsible for so much. And I just feel like this opening happens just listening to you talk that's, you know, a beautiful reminder. So I wanted to thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. Oh, it's just a blessing to hear you say what you're saying. And I it's easy for me to have a living prayer that everybody who's with us also can feel that resonance. You know, it's that's my sense of it in my spirit and my body is, as you say what you say, it's a blessing for all of us to feel that, too. So thank you so much, Tamara.
Thanks.
Thank you for shining light on that, Tamara. Thank you so much. And, you know, and that's the thing. As Tamara was talking, what came up for me is this idea of, when you talk about being led by the mind, Lisa, you know, the mind is the duality, what's good, what's bad, what's wrong, what's immoral, what isn't. And so when we think of our ancestries, we may judge who they were being, but if everything is energy, which it is, I believe everything is energy, and that energy that lived, that moved through your ancestors, no matter what they did, is living in you. If you can embrace, if you can look, we can't embrace, because sometimes we think of embrace as going to something and holding it, but if you can just look, if you can just become aware of the energies that are moving through you, sometimes maybe what you're dealing with runs deep. And it's not because one thing that usually can't stand people saying, oh, it's your prosperity consciousness. Maybe it's a little bit more. One of the things that I've learned through Lisa is this whole thing about sometimes we may be living out an experience that our ancestors dealt with.
the feeling of not good enough, being ashamed, being shy, or afraid of success, or maybe feeling like, you know, feeling guilty for being successful, feeling guilty for the one that's got it together. But if we're living out a life that's always been before us and will always be, because our life has been passed on to our children, and then they're going to live that out. You know, and I think when we start to, if we can just stop and just ask ourselves, really, who am I? How did I get here? What's my story? And just allow the answers or the feelings, the emotions to come up and really get to see ourselves from a different perspective, I think it would set a lot of us free rather than getting caught up by what is being thrown at us through medication, or you're sick, you need this medication, you need to eat this kind of food, you need to do this, you need to do that. But if we can just get a better understanding of ourselves and saying, well, just maybe this is a little bit deeper than I thought, then we get to experience that loosening up, as Tamara said, that loosening up of energy, saying, maybe my interpretation of it wasn't quite correct. Maybe I can look at things differently. You know, do you understand what I'm saying, Lisa?
Yeah, very much so. The being mindful of what our inner dialogue is, you know. Tamara spoke to, you know, this, it's easy to be hard on herself, and I think it is so true. This is a really common experience for us to consider. That's not just our own individual self, you know. It's often in resonance with others in our ancestral blueprints, where there was an experience of one person being hard on another. That we're our own being is sometimes in resonance with a conversation that happened earlier in the family. So it's not just us. Now, the way I think this time we're living in is quite something, that there's so many different ways to think about how we experience what we experience. And it's important that we come together to be with one another, to learn from each other, and to support one another. Because what's helpful for one person is going to be different than what might be helpful for another. And that's right. Totally fine. You know, one mountain, different paths.
Right.
But, you know, this idea, again, that what goes on inside of us, it's usually not original to us. You know, it's part of the American story is how it's about how unique each individual is. And what I would say is we are all uniquely our individual self, but at the same time, we are not as original as we want to think that we are. So letting that there be a spaciousness breathed into what we're experiencing. It's a real gift, and it puts us in touch with our commonality that we have with one another.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And I'm just brought back to what you were sharing earlier about breathing, and just, you know, if you can't see what you have in common with your neighbor, with your cousin, your wife, you know, you just think that, no, we're absolutely different. Just think of the breathing in process. That's one thing all of us do together. Right now, as you listen to the show, as we're talking, we're all breathing in and breathing out. And that, can be used as a conscious reminder that there's so much more going on that we don't see with our physical eyes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've heard friends saying, oh, my God, I'm starting to sound like my mother. Oh, my God, I'm starting to sound like my father.
Absolutely.
Like, and no matter how hard they tried not to be, or even criticized or judged what the mother did or what their mother and father did, and suddenly they realize, oh, my God, when I talk to my child, I hear my mother.
Absolutely.
You know? So if you really think about that, if you've ever said, I sound like my mother, well, maybe there was a time when your mother said, oh, my God, I sound like my mother. Maybe
Absolutely.
There was a time when your grandmother said, oh, my God, I sound like my mother.
Absolutely.
So we're all singing the same song, knowing that we've been singing the same song.
That's right. Yeah, and there was a time in all of our families where it wasn't something to run away from. It wasn't something that we tried to reject, where it was considered and acknowledged as part of the natural way that, of course, we're like our mothers, of course we're like our fathers. And when we can freely acknowledge this without defense, then it also, paradoxically, it frees us up to be different too. Only when we can see and really connect with how much we are like our mothers and our fathers, then we're free to be different.
Mm. Say that again, please. Woo! It's oxymoronic.
Only when we can really acknowledge the ways in which we are like our mothers and our fathers without defense, without having to defend against that truth. You know, trying to rationalize it or justify it or, you know, fight against it, when we can just freely, compassionately accept this, then the paradox is that is what will free us up to be different from them.
Mm. That is a simple, powerful truth. it's worth sitting with. Like when you accept your commonality with your parents, only then can you be free to be different.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, how does that work?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's counterintuitive, it's oxymoronic, but that's true. And in other, for me, I just had a thought, my father, as you were talking, I was trying to think what it was, but I can't remember. There was something that my father used to do that I didn't quite appreciate, putting it nicely. I'm putting it nicely. But there was one day I realized I do the same thing.
Of course.
And I hope I can pull it back. If not, I guess it really doesn't matter. But there was a way of being that I just thought, oh, my God, I do the same thing. And the minute that I caught, that I saw it, that I do the same thing that I didn't like about my father doing, it changed how I saw my father. It changed how I see myself.
Mm-hmm.
I was able to access compassion for myself, for me, for even being judgmental of my father, of being that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I used to remember, I used to be told, when people told me, you're just like your father. No, I'm not.
Yeah.
But who else can I be like when I came through him and my mother?
Yeah.
I mean, if we're not like our parents, what the heck do we want to be like?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. And it's, you know, it's the thing, you know, the mind is so, so powerful. I'm very interested in how it is that we can, as a species, develop having a spirit-led mind, because it is such a powerful tool that we all have in our species.
Yeah.
This is what distinguishes our human being species, is the mind, you know, that we have this higher brain functioning. And so how it is that we can have a spirit-led mind that includes the things that we're talking about, that has to do with honoring, connecting with, just as they are, just as we are, who and where we come from. You know, without that, the mind loves a problem, and the mind loves to judge, you know? So left on its own, the mind left on its own in disconnection, the spirit will judge things right and left 24 hours a day.
Mm.
And so it's the mind, you know, with family, the mind in a disconnected state will look at our mother or our father and everybody else in our family and judge it, judge them or what they did or didn't do is good or bad, right or wrong.
Mm. Mm.
And so if we take the label away, we take the judgment away, and we see it for just as is, then it's a completely different experience. So, you know, everything that happens for some reason, most of the time, reasons that really are quite far beyond what our mind can grasp.
Yes.
You know, and so, and our parents, they're who they are, and they parented us the way they did in connection with their parents and the parents behind them and the parents behind them. So there's so much to be gained by breathing into the spaciousness of this blueprint, that the map of what happened and what didn't happen many generations before us, before our parents, it gives everybody a break. You know, it really, this idea that what happens, and again, it's particularly an American kind of a construct, that there's a lot of pressure put on the parent-child relationship.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's really not natural. It's not natural. It's really quite artificial, you know.
Yeah.
So
yes.
This is what we're talking about. It's really remembering. It's not a new thing. It's an old thing. It's just about remembering that bigger construct.
And to be aware, I mean, what you said, I like a disconnected mind. It's like having, who of us would actually say, I'm going to leave my two-year-old in the house and go to work, and go after work I'm going to go shopping, and I know my two-year-old will be fine at the house by itself.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what we do. The mind can be like a two-year-old in the house
mm-hmm.
by itself. And
yeah,
in order to come from a place of that spirit-led consciousness, it requires mindfulness. So you becoming the spirit, understanding that there's so much more to you, is connecting with the spirit so that the mind, the two-year-old, is taking guidance from the parent, the spirit. So if we just, this two-year-old, is left to our own, you know, device, then we come home, I mean, let's just talk about the mind. If we just see a two-year-old and say, I'm going to live with you, not even for 20 minutes, not even for 10 minutes, we say, oh, no. What? They're quiet. Let's go see what they're doing. So if we won't do that with a two-year-old, we have to think of our own mind. And if we stepping into that space of being spirit-led, it requires mindfulness. Mindfulness is about awareness, conscious awareness. And in mindfulness, there's no judgment. So when a parent is around, they're not constantly judging their child. They're just making sure they're guiding the child to what the child should do, what they need to know, what they have learned is right or wrong to keep the child safe. But if we're disconnected from our spirit, if we're disconnected from our soul, then we become like a two-year-old that's left to his own device. And parents gone to work, and they say, oh, my child is cute. He'll be fine. I mean, even the idea sounds crazy. Nobody would leave a two-year-old in a room by themselves for 10, 15 minutes because we don't know what they're going to get into.
Mm-hmm.
And
as you're saying this all, I can feel the connection between the wisdom, what you're saying now, and, again, the holiday season. You know, sometimes the stress and the expectation and the history of the holidays can our minds can lead us to places that are not so good for us.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want to just, I know in a few minutes we have to wind down, I wanted to say that the image I have inside my soul during the holidays is that no matter how we celebrate or don't celebrate the holidays, whether it's Christmas or Kwanzaa or solstice or Hanukkah or anything else or nothing else, the image that there is a circle of whole supportive ancestors around all of us and around all of our families, no matter what part of the world they live in, no matter how we are in contact or not in contact with them, that there is a circle of whole supportive ancestors around us and everybody else to be with us and them during this time of year.
Yes.
That, you know, This image, again, I hope for at least a few people, gives a sense of being able to breathe a bit easier, you know, coming back to our sense about the wisdom of breath, you know.
Yes.
That we really are not responsible for everything, and that there is a support in our blueprints and in everybody else's blueprints that's around us. So that's a living prayer inside of me. I invite anybody who feels called to join me with that living prayer. I'm happy for them to join me with that image.
Yeah.
And if not, that's okay too. Mm-hmm.
Yes. When you find yourself stressed, frustrated, angry, or whatever the case may be, feeling disconnected, that's a moment to remind yourself, oops, I left my 2-year-old at home by herself. Breathe in, breathe out, and spirit will show up to remind you. And then you can step into that space of mindfulness, conscious awareness. Woo! I love life. I love my life. I love people around me. I love my community. I love my listeners. I love my tribe. I am so grateful. Lisa, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome. And thank you to you, Ade, for holding the space and the conversation so beautifully, and to everybody who is with us, and to Betty and to Tamara, and everybody who's listening and who will listen. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Lisa Iverson, you can find out more about Lisa by going to her website, lisaiverson.com. Lisa, L-I-S-A, Iverson, I-V-E-R-S-E-N.com. Find out about all the work she's doing. And we'll be back with Ancestral Blueprints next year, actually. Yeah, you know, because, Lisa, you know we're not doing a show next month. Well, you didn't, but you do now.
Okay. Thanks for the tip. We'll be talking soon.
So we'll be back in 2012 with Ancestral Blueprints. It happens every last Wednesday of the month. We love you. We bless you. We appreciate you. And we thank God for you. And, you know, all is well. Remember your ancestral blueprints. Remember what's going on behind the scenes that you won't see with your physical eyes. And intellect can't even explain it to you. So trust the process of life. Now, we're going to release this show with State of Man, I Have Forgiven. Those of you on the phone line will get to hear it. Those of you in the chat room or listening live, online, won't get to hear most of it. Sorry about that. If you're upset, just breathe in. Life is good. It's getting better. I'll be back here tomorrow with Sherry Cortland, author of Windows of Opportunity and Raising Our Vibrations for the New Age. Be blessed, be loved, and be loved. Because when you allow love in, you will experience yourself differently. I'm out of here. Peace and blessings. Stateofmanmusic.com is the website. The song is I Have Forgiven. State of Man. I'm out of here. We're out of here. Peace and blessings.
Hello, Father. What did you think since you've been gone away? I prayed every day you to come back home. But time was gone, and when your secrets came to light, why was I surprised?
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life. Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.